Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Recording, weirdos.
Are you gonna do an opening?
Just not
married. And welcome to Geeky and the
Geeks. Ohio, Mina-san.
We're not in Ohio, we're in Georgia.
What?
Baca.
Okay, so yeah, this was exciting.
Yes.
But there are four of us.
Right.
So...
Then speak. Don't make us speak.
That's all you get. No, that's what I'm saying. That's all you get is you get four of us. No exciting opening.
It was an exciting opening.
Yeah, we did an hour and a half long exciting opening.
You know, no,
yes.
Jesus. The cast that shouldn't have been. So,
hey,
yes. I'm Kinky, a.k.a. Fleshvine.
This is the geek, Mighty Bill.
Yeah. And joining us are Phantom V48.
Yep.
And Aruka Uriwell.
Ohio!
Hello.
Oh, Georgia!
Alright.
Hello! And we're calling from sunny, balmy Maryland.
Yes.
With only how many feet of snow?
Oh, God. That's a good question.
Yeah.
60-something inches.
Yeah.
Whatever that adds up to.
Yeah, it's crazy up here, seriously. It's like, the snow is like up to my waist on either side of the road.
Well... You know, the snow that we did get is now long gone.
Yeah. All gone.
Oh, yeah. Mom said it was, what did she say, freaking gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it looked great. It did. Unfortunately, I had a drive in it at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's not fun.
Which, Pleasant Hill was a sheet of ice.
Oh, nice.
Because I figured the safest way for me to get to work, because it's going from Duluth to Lawrenceville, would be Pleasant Hill, 85,
316. Okay. Yeah.
Major thoroughfares that should get us, you know, should be fairly open.
Right, right.
Pleasant Hill was still a sheet of ice. I think I started to skid twice on Pleasant Hill.
Mm-hmm.
It really wasn't until I hit about 316.
Because
see, 85, you don't really hit 85 anymore.
Uh-huh.
It's an access road. Because of the new junction of 316 and 85.
Okay.
And so,
you should see it up here. The roads are actually, I mean, like there's snow piled up on either side, but the roads are good.
Well, that's because it's a state that's used to getting snow.
Right.
Although, Georgia really doesn't have the snow infrastructure.
Yeah.
So, you know, they laugh at us about really not being able to do anything with a couple of inches, but when you don't really have the equipment to get rid of anything.
Yeah,
a couple inches can really fuck you up.
Although, they were talking, and apparently they rented something from Canada called a snow dragon. I don't know what it is, but I'm fascinated to see it.
Well, I guess that's got to come from Newfoundland, because only the Newfies would name a plow the dragon.
Snow dragon.
Dragony.
Well, we had that discussion while watching the Olympic openings that every Canadian friend I have will unanimously say that people from Newfoundland are fucking nuts.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Newfies.
Yeah, but that was my favorite part of the opening ceremonies.
Yes, basically they must have a very Celtic base in some of their stuff, because they basically had this, like, tap dancing fiddle thing that came from Newfoundland.
Pretty Celtic to me, especially some of the dancing. I mean,
yeah.
Rox wasn't far off in her Twitter about it being river dance.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very close. I have to say, unfortunately, one of my favorite artists was one of the worst parts of the ceremony I got to see.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Well, we found out that Leonard Cohen
Songwriter laureate for Canada.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's why his tickets are so expensive.
And so they had Katie Lang come out and butcher Hallelujah.
Oh
yeah, I heard about that.
Oh, it was horrible.
From what I've heard, there's a good version of her doing it, but she sounded horrible on the version I heard. It was like, why didn't you just get Cohen to come up there and sing it himself?
Oh, really?
Well, with stuff like that, though, I mean, it's kind of hard. You know, it could have a lot to do with their audio setup and everything like that. I mean, as we, you know, have found out ourselves. So,
yeah.
Well, you know, maybe.
It could be that the performers are brilliant and witty and clever and sharp, but the audio just isn't working out.
This is why we record face to face.
Right, right. Yeah, and actually, we had all kinds of trouble with Skype tonight. Crazy trouble where it just kept cutting out for no apparent reason. We're on Yahoo IM.
Yahoo.
We're 11 minutes in and haven't had a fucking problem.
Right, exactly. So I'm thinking it was Skype.
Yeah, there's something wrong with Skype because it was like, okay, you've talked for 5 minutes. That's all you get.
Right, it was weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, lots of false starts today. So.
Okay, well, so how was your weekend?
Thank you, Bill. Yeah, it was amazing, because I've been here. I'm up here in Maryland with Phantom. And, yeah, I broke that sex fast that I was doing last week that I was bitching about.
God, bitching, I don't think it's the right word.
Whining and crying.
Whining, whining, I think. Whining, bitching, and whining. Probably, there's an actual word for what you were doing last week.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
No.
Yeah, but it's pretty now.
Face to face.
I mean, can you hear the relaxation in my voice?
Yes.
I feel better. I feel so much better. But yeah, I actually got to meet his parents, and that was really cool. I like them a lot.
That was fun.
And we've been to no less than 3 comic book stores, and I'm trying to get him to take me back to one tomorrow.
Cool.
So I got my geek fix, and you know, I'm trying to up my geek cred. I even actually got a T-shirt from Atomic Books.
Yeah, it's a cool T-shirt.
It's really a cool. It's a cool store. So, they've got a website. It's atomicbooks.com, and I highly recommend that everyone go there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of T-shirts, I need to go ahead and order my T-shirt for Frolicon.
Yeah, unfortunately, it won't let you put on the back of anything but light-colored ones.
Oh, okay. But there is a Kinky and the Geek Cafe Press.
Yeah, I guess it's up. We got a few things we got to discuss before I send it live.
Okay, cool.
That's an off-mic thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, or it could be on-mic, but not recorded.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's show notes.
Okay, right on. Yeah, but what else have we done? We went to... We had fondue last night.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was Joe's first time with fondue. Ah, it was Phantom's first time with fondue.
Either one.
Yeah, they call you Joe on Jeffer Smell. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Time to time.
Okay. What else?
Okay, what else did we do?
We actually haven't played Munchkin until just today. And it's so weird because I was suffering from such Munchkin withdrawals.
Yeah, I was going to say, really? But then again,
yeah.
You were getting the sex out of the way, then you get to the Munchkin.
Yeah, there's a lot that had to be gotten out of the way there.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I have to agree with that particular mode of doing things.
Right.
The card game will come after the sex.
Right. That's day, what, 5 is today?
Yeah,
day 5. That's a day 5 activity.
Yeah, okay.
But we also, we went to that Lush Cosmetics, which was one of the places that he recommended on his Christmas shopping list.
Didn't you love it?
I loved it. See? It was glorious.
Told you.
It was delicious. I bought myself some coconut oil shampoo and some chocolate soap.
I need some shampoo.
Well, you know, I don't see why.
I need some. I'm out.
Do you really use shampoo, Bill?
No, he doesn't.
I didn't think so. I thought that was really a strange statement, but okay, I was willing to go with it.
He's being silly boy again.
Yeah, okay, silly boy.
Yeah.
I blame the Tennessee beer.
Okay, right on.
Who's the Tennessee beer?
Yes,
Lee, there's your answer.
All right,
yeah, so yeah, one of our questions for Twitter is Lee's Revenge Part 2.
About
how much what I'm drinking and how much.
Nice.
So for Lee, if she even listens to this. Gentleman Jack.
Excellent.
And I'm on my second glass.
And we are drinking Resurrection Ale from...
Brewer's Art, Dan Air Bulmer on.
Yeah. Damn, Skippy.
I had a Pepsi
pretty
throwback.
Good. Oh, see? We need to get some vodka in you.
Yeah.
Well, we have some.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
our favorite.
The was a really good idea for the diabetic to be drinking pure sugar sodas.
Yay! That's fun.
Yeah, we've got our favorite, which is Iceberg. It's not nearly expensive, but you don't have to bend over to get it. And it comes in a glass bottle.
Okay, so what did you guys do this weekend?
Work. I did.
Yeah.
I had a 3-day weekend, and I actually had Monday off for President's Day.
Nice.
So.
Yeah, we gamed. We got together with our gaming group and did our GURPS game, and then Valentine's Day, what's considering Valentine's Day and Chinese New Year, so it's the same year.
Same day this year.
We had Chinese food and watched Up.
Yeah, we watched Up and then Caprica.
Cool.
The pilot, and then Repo Man. It's, I've basically been using the, because we do the Blockbuster Online thing. And what we've been using that one for is catching up on older movies one of us should have seen already. And then taking those in to get the new ones we should have seen.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, we watched 28 Days Later, which that was my first time seeing that. I hadn't seen it. And we watched Breakfast on Pluto.
Yeah.
And some Doctor Who. And...
Where's my sonic screwdriver?
We've now also seen District 9. We watched that last night.
Yes. How would you think?
What'd you think of that?
Oh, we thought it was great.
It was wonderful.
Yeah. See, what we're planning on doing, like I said in the last cast, is I'm trying to see as many of the best pictures as I can before the Oscars. I found out that going video or just video, I can only get 5 out of the 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, was that the one that where there were aliens living among the people? There's CGI.
Yeah, basically, it's set up like it's a documentary. And this is basically 20 years ago from the start of the documentary, a ship just kind of showed up hovering over Johannesburg.
Okay.
And when they finally can get in, they find the ship full of aliens that are malnutrition, you know, that are basically starving and all this. And they basically put them into a ghetto.
Okay.
And the story where it picks up is this is basically eviction day.
Okay.
People have nutted up so much that they're literally in the middle of Johannesburg. That they have set it up a District 10.
Okay.
And are going to move the aliens to there. And this is the 24 hours before eviction is supposed to start, because they're supposed to be given 24 hours before they're evicted.
Okay.
And they're following the leader of the team, which is Viggo something. I can't remember the name of the actor.
Viggo Mortensen?
No.
What?
Oh. Not Viggo Mortensen.
No.
No. The name of the character is like Viggo... something Dutch. It's him, basically, and the what was it? The multinational unit.
Yeah, multinational something.
Yeah, a private organization. MNU that's moving them out. And you see the interaction between the, and that was the thing that the story is great. And I don't want to go too far into the story.
Yeah, because I would like to see that, actually.
Yeah, the CGI is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't tell it. They look like they're standing right there.
Yeah, cool. It looks like there is actually aliens in the middle of Johannesburg. It makes you think like you go to Johannesburg and you're going to find a district, a shanty town with aliens living in it.
Interesting.
I think that's 2 out of the 5 that we can get to on video. And I think next on our list is going to be Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah, let me know what you think of that. I feel like I need to watch that, but I don't like anything that has anything to do with like war or sports.
Okay.
So it's kind of like going to be
Tarantino movie.
Or gangster.
He does something interesting, and I know the only other two that are available on DVD are The Hurt Locker and A Simple Man, which is the Coens movie that I didn't even know they had a new one out.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know
that, and I'm completely out of touch.
Had a new movie out before seeing them on the Oscar list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excellent. Alrighty, we should maybe not drink.
Yeah, okay.
I'm feeling all mellow. So, yeah. Well, that's cool.
So that's our list, right? That's where we are right now with that. And Up, oh my God.
Yeah, I heard it was amazing.
Yeah,
it is probably the sweetest movie I have ever seen. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is.
If you don't cry or you don't want to cry within the first 5 minutes of that movie, you are a dead man.
Yes. Yeah, who was it? Somebody was saying, maybe it was you, Aruga, maybe you tweeted it. Somebody tweeted that.
Yeah.
That was probably Alicia.
Okay.
Or I know several people have said that. Yeah. Everybody that I know that has seen it have said
And it's
that,
very, very true. I mean, that first 5 minutes, I don't see how your eyes can stay dry.
And it definitely is a story that should be up for Best Picture.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is such a compelling story. It's funny, it's sweet, it's moving. It's everything an Oscar movie should be, but animated.
And I've heard the animation was really amazing and detailed and beautiful, too.
Well, yeah, it's Pixar. And it's just everything you've come to expect from a Pixar movie, up a level.
Okay.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's also up for Best Animated Film. And that's probably what's going to kill it in both races, is people aren't going to vote for it in both.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I think this is the year that if they hadn't expanded it, these would be two movies that would have been overlooked.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Especially District 9, because it's a sci-fi movie.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's visually and storyline compelling.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike from what we've been hearing about a certain other Oscar attendee. Movie.
Which I still don't really
want to
see.
Which, Avatar?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. Here's my thing with Avatar. I listened to a lot of people who are saying that it was really just the story was trite. That's all true. I mean, it was totally cliche. The story was, like, just overdone. However, that was the most beautiful, amazing movie. I mean, it was, like, just gorgeous. And if you're going expecting, like, some brand new retelling of some environmental, you know, cautionary tale, you're going to be disappointed. But if you go just looking to be entertained and looking to see a really great, beautiful, just beautifully imagined movie, then you will absolutely love it. I think a lot of people should go see Avatar before they listen to any of the critics.
Right. And I probably, at least myself, will probably go.
Mm-hmm.
But, I can tell you right now, just the way, because District 9 storyline is also something that is basically kind of it's one of those, it's a racial equality,
right.
You know, treating everybody, you know, with at least some dignity type story.
Right.
Yeah.
And it is amazing to look at, but what they do with the story is also amazing.
Right.
So, I've had several people who have seen both and say District 9 trumps Avatar.
Well, and that may totally be the case. However, I mean, to just totally, you know, disregard the movie because of the story is just you're missing out on so much.
I'll learn from myself and then go from there. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as long as you're willing to, because, like, in all honesty, when I went to go see it, I wasn't really excited about seeing it because of all the bad reviews I'd heard. I went because my roommate wanted to go, and I was so, so happy that I did.
Well, see, I've been hearing it from both sides. I've had the people that have said it's the prettiest 3-hour cliche they've ever seen, and then I've also had the people like PhotoGnome who had seen it 3 times.
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing.
I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, and I looked it up on Flixster, which is my iPhone application for the week, Flixster, where you can go and look up all the movies around you. But I actually looked it up because we were looking for it up here, and it got great ratings. It said 92% of people liked it and 82% of critics liked it. So yeah, I mean, it is getting some really good reviews. It's just the ones that are giving it bad reviews are yelling louder.
Right. I'm not hunting out the reviews in general. I'm just from the podcast I listen to and friends. This is what I'm getting. So.
Right. Yeah.
So. And we just reiterated the end of last episode. So
yeah, I know. We went over this last time.
So I think that's what it is. Is the next couple of years, Avatar is going to at least be a talking point.
Yeah, Phantom. For a lot of people. Just side note, Phantom was feeling clever for a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
No.
I picked up it all.
Wow, that was great.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the fail button.
Fail button.
I don't have my phone anywhere near the computer after all the Skype shit.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, good call. It's putting mine back over there.
I pulled mine out of gaming, so.
Yeah, good call. Good call. So, we actually wanted to talk about some things.
Yeah, this came up on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think someone said stop picking out such girly titles.
Okay.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah, okay. I picked up, we went to, was it Atomic?
No, that was my store. That was,
what is that, collectible comics and cards?
Cards, comics, and collectibles.
In what city?
Reisterstown.
In Reisterstown.
Maryland.
And I picked up Blab and what else did I get there?
I don't even know. Fables.
Did I get Fables? Is that where I got Fables there?
Yeah.
Okay, so I picked up some comics and Phantom pointed out that I was picking up a bunch of girly stuff. And so it was suggested that maybe he should make some recommendations.
You picked that one girly thing that you picked up.
Yeah, there's one called Delicate Creatures that I'm still probably going to get, but it was totally girly.
It was very pretty, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Completely girly. Fast. Yeah. So, we were gonna check with you on your comics recommendations, baby.
I don't know.
Sexy boy.
Fables is good.
Yeah, Fables is good.
Fables is very good.
I noticed that you have a couple over there on your shelf.
I do. Yeah. I have a bunch. I can't see it from here. Yeah. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Totally, sorry. I can't see it. I don't know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, what's good? Preacher is very good. Mm-hmm. That's what got me into comics in the first place.
It's not girly.
No, because
you tried
not.
To shove it at me, and I'm
it's
like, yeah, good. That's a little gruesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And they keep trying to make a series out of that, but it keeps falling through.
Okay.
But I don't know where they are on that now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, definitely Preacher.
For Spike.
It's a big one. Actually, it was HBO, actually.
Oh, okay.
For a while. Maybe, Spike at some point. I don't know. Okay. What else is good? Why the Last Man? It's very good.
Actually, Bill, didn't you recommend that at one point?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Okay, what else? See, this is where I should have prepared.
Now, what was it that you just picked up? Someone Bishop?
Someone Bishop. Oh, Scott Pilgrim?
Yeah. You knew what I meant. You totally knew what I meant.
What are those religious things?
I don't know. No, it's all the same.
Yeah, Scott Pilgrim. I haven't read any of that yet. I'm sure it's very good because... crap, what's his name? Edgar Wright is making a movie out of it. Mm-hmm. And he's the same guy that directed Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, it's so, bound to be good.
Yeah, it's got to be good.
I think Widget pimped it at some point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which somebody on Need Coffee did.
Well, and I've been seeing at all these comic book stores we've been going to, I'm becoming very familiar with some authors and some illustrators. And who is it, David Mack that I like?
Dave Mack, yeah.
Dave Mack, who does Alchemy, and he also did a Neil Gaiman one called, like, Black Orchid or something Orchid.
Right.
And so I'm kind of jazzed about that. I've got to go back and find it.
Yeah, Jenny Breeden, who does Devil's Panties, she's really into him, too.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Yeah, you know Bill's Devil's Panties connection, right?
That's right.
Okay. Okay, just checking. So.
I'm on a playing card.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, Skippy. So what else
would you pick me a coffee table book as well or something?
If that was going to come out.
Yeah, I hadn't heard more about that, but yeah.
Now, you got the best erotic comics of
2008?
2008, yeah. That's pretty good. I've been reading that.
Is it? I haven't read that yet.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
It's good. It's
okay,
really good.
Good.
I got one called Lust. I don't know if that's any good.
That was weird, but it was good. It was very Japanese.
Okay,
it's very,
right,
it's about
on,
like ghosts and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Actually, that's why I kind of liked it.
Yeah,
I think
it was good though.
I picked it up. It was kind of wild. And I also got my Junko Mizuno, which I was very excited about.
I think about that.
Yeah.
I have to tell about that.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Stephanie?
So weird.
Your face is weird.
Shut up. What else?
I'm trying to look. Oh, Walking Dead.
Walking Dead?
Yeah, it's very good.
Oh, okay. I think I regret that one, too, and you didn't like it because I told you how bleak it was.
Yeah.
Oh, that could be. It could be.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one where someone, something, some new horrible thing happens to some new person every
episode?
Yeah, like
every other page, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much, yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
You never want to get attached to anybody because anybody can die at any point.
Okay.
And they do.
And usually horribly.
Yeah.
Okay. I also got a zine called Smile, Hun, You're in Flagrante. Kind of jazzed about that. It looked like an adult kind of erotic story, so I'm kind of stoked about that. It's,
can't find it.
That one.
No.
Yeah. Well, it's a little indie zine, so it didn't have a lot of art.
I'm not sure.
Could be. But yeah, okay, so Atomic Books, seriously, if you guys get up here someday, yeah, or just honestly go to the website.
Yeah, the website's
really
amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it is a really fucking cool little store. And we have Kinky and the Geek flyers there.
Yay.
And at a grown-up shop up here called Sugar, which is where I bought my Hitachi.
Yes. Lesbian and trans owned and operated.
Yeah, yeah, it was very exciting.
So they know what they're doing.
Yeah, so and Phantom was like, you're talking to your lesbians about your vaginas.
Oh my god, you barely even walk in the door.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just turned on.
Yeah.
That's how it is with your blah 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 vagina blah blah blah.
Yeah,
blah,
that's how it was.
Blah, blah, strap on.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's cool.
Well, I was happy. I was like talking to some toy nerds.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my god, have you tried like the blah 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 blah? And they're like, yeah, we did blah, 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 the vibration's not very strong and blah blah. It was very exciting.
All right. Like I said in the past cast, all men will be replaced by machine.
No. Because you're cute, even though you do weird things.
I don't know. I've yet to find a machine that can quite get to that level.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not trying the right things.
No. Best is a combination of man and machine, I've found.
Yeah, we've been hitting that pretty good.
Yeah.
As it were.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
I'm getting so tipsy.
Kinky-cast.
This is like a really high alcohol beer, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's a big beer.
Yeah.
So I'm probably the only one here that's like stone sober.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of lesbian, we have an anonymous friend who we're not going to mention who was asking, Aruka, she was asking you and I if we have any unfulfilled bisexual fantasies.
So many.
And my answer, short answer, not really. Now go.
Yes. Pick one.
Yeah, because I'm way too shy to go through with a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
There was this one girl in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but, you know, she already had a boyfriend and a girlfriend and wasn't really looking for anybody else.
Yeah, that sounds like drama already.
She was pretty much how I figured out.
Uh-huh.
Well, between her and this other girl, pretty much that's how I figured out I was bi.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That was that one and a couple of girls in college.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was talking more fantasies in general, but
I gotta have a person involved to have a real fantasy.
Oh,
okay. Okay, there's gotta be like a person that you're kind of having the fantasy about.
Pretty much.
Okay, fair enough.
Sometimes I can do book characters, but, you know, I still kind of counts as a person.
I guess my main bisexual fantasy is, you know, seeing two guys get it on, or being somehow involved in their bisexual activities.
I get way too much of that.
Really?
Well, there's manga and fan fiction.
And I'm talking in real life.
Oh, I can't stand the real thing.
What?
For some reason, I just, really? I can't, no, it turns me off.
Really?
The weirdest thing, it has to be like
animated
drawings or text.
Huh.
Otherwise, it's just like, ugh.
Oh.
But, you know, I'm weird like that.
I love it. Yeah, so that's my main bisexual fantasy.
Well, I guess there is one. I mean, I would really, really like to find a mistress and just be dominated.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, I, you know, in all honesty, I've never really dominated women, but I think with women, it's a question of, I've always taken the more aggressive role.
Yeah.
And so I've always been the aggressor. And so it's like, I was going to say,
yeah,
I can't
I'm
even
so
say it.
Submissive.
Yes. Superfluous.
I can't even, the very idea of being dominant to me just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Okay.
I can't do it.
Okay.
Dinner can give her the heebie-jeebies.
In all honesty, that's, you know, I'm trying to get over, you know, the heebie-jeebies I get from subbing. You know what I mean? Because it's like, I had some really bad experiences subbing. And just, I just don't feel like it's necessarily me, but I'm trying to kind of see if I can become switchy again. Because I used to be switchy.
You used to be a branch? Okay.
Yes.
A branch to swap bad children?
Yes.
Okay.
And then that's how I became dominant, is by from the swatting.
Okay, well, since he's now done his, Phantom has done his picking.
Yeah.
We decided that since we were having one guest do some recommendations,
uh-huh.
We might as well have the other guest do some recommendations, or at least I did.
Right, no.
Because also manga, the same anonymous friend who had said something about that,
mm-hmm.
also said something about manga ideas.
Uh-huh.
And I know you've wanted some manga ideas, like you just said.
Yeah, totally. I'm interested in it, but I don't know.
I
don't know the first damn thing about it.
Me neither.
Yeah, instruct us.
I made up a list of like five that I really think would be good for like beginners.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, with my collection, Bill sometimes jokes that I probably have more manga than a
Japan.
It was when we were living in the old apartment and she started getting settled in,
uh-huh.
and we had this small three-tiered bookshelf,
uh-huh.
and she had loaded up all her manga on.
Okay.
And it looked like going into Barnes and Nobles and looking at their manga rack.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And so she's got a lot of manga there.
Mm-hmm.
That, and that's just my print and paper collection.
Okay.
My digital collection probably dwarfs it.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you look at primarily just regular or like adult or a little bit of everything?
I read just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I go for everything from Cardcaptor to Sakura to Hellsing.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two biggest extremes I can think of.
Okay, what is the perviest thing that you would recommend? Because that's probably where I would start.
Perviest thing.
That wasn't something she looked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually,
sorry.
I went where the supernatural route, but pervious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see the thing, when I read pervy manga,
uh-huh.
it's usually like the fan ones.
Mm-hmm.
I read a lot of Gundam Wing yaoi.
Okay.
Gundam Wing and Full Metal Alchemist yaoi.
Okay.
Yaoi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, getting back to the two guys getting it on thing.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some good yaoi websites out there, too.
Hmm?
There's some good yaoi websites out there.
Oh, yeah, I know. I used to run one.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice.
I lost it, but yeah. One of my websites that I had back on GeoCities actually had a corner of it that was 18 and up only.
Okay, cool.
Unfortunately, I lost everything off of it.
Aw.
Yeah.
Hmm.
From when the GeoCities Yahoo shut down all the GeoCities.
No, before that, when Yahoo decided to close down their images and try and move everything to Flickr,
mm-hmm.
well, I didn't get the notices in time.
Oh,
so by the time I found out about it,
mm-hmm.
everything was gone.
Oh, nice.
I got backups of some things,
mm-hmm.
but unfortunately that particular corner
mm-hmm.
was on a disk that got corrupted.
No.
The corruption disk got corrupted, so.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, pervy, I'm trying to think. Maybe Pet Shop of Horrors. I've only read a few volumes of that myself.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it's more just kind of looking at some of the art. It's like, ooh, that really, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What was that name of the Yaoi company we saw at SuperCon?
No, I don't remember off the top of my head. Give me a second. They're right here.
Yeah, when we went to, there's a convention that I think is supposed to be one of these multi-city conventions. They have them in different cities.
Okay.
Called SuperCon.
Uh-huh.
They did it for 1 year here in Atlanta, and they never did it again.
Oh, I bet that was pretty cool. Damn it.
Well, actually it was, since I got to shake hands with Dante, the guy who played Dante in Clerks and Clerks 2.
Oh, no shit, cool. That would be cool.
Yeah,
he's never really gone on to do anything else, has he?
No, he's done some other stuff. It's just smaller, independent. He's not as well known for it.
Okay.
The only thing I can think of right offhand that he did, Kevin Smith actually had, I think, a producing
mm-hmm.
involvement,
mm-hmm.
was a movie called Vulgar, but I haven't seen it. That's
yeah,
on the
that was
list
good.
Of,
I saw
it.
Mm-hmm.
What
was it about?
Okay, it's actually yaoipress.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it even says here, mature readers, not for children. I mean, right now in my hand I have there one called Idol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's got parental advisory stickers all over it.
Nice.
I just remember one of the reasons we got over there is because the girl behind the counter was rather cute.
Yes, she was.
Bill is easily swayed by the cute girl behind the counter. What else could I buy?
The titles I have from them are Idol,
uh-huh.
The Lily and the Rose.
Okay.
And then I have Treasures Volume 1 and 2.
Okay.
Which is Pirate. Yeah.
Oh. Ooh.
And the Lily and the Rose looks to be kind of a Victorian yaoi.
Okay.
And Idol is pretty modern.
Uh-huh.
It's been a while since I read it. I think it's like an artist and his model that fall in love.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
and
that's
pretty yummy things to each other.
Yeah, fall in love and get it on.
Yeah.
That's all you care about is the getting it on.
No, I like the love story. I just like the love story as a precursor to something hot.
Sorry, I just got my Space Ghost Coast to Coast DVD.
Oh.
It was stuck in between two volumes of yaoi manga.
Oh,
that means
cool.
I have to reach my hand in and touch the yaoi to get to the Space Ghost.
Not anymore.
That sounds so dirty when you say it like that.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm gonna reach my hand in between
too,
your yaoi.
Well, one of them gets a little pervy. I mean, not terrible much. Mostly in the anime, you get more of that. But that would be one of my favorite titles, which is Gravitation.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one I've seen.
Huh?
I have seen that, a lot of that.
Yeah,
that was good.
The movie that comes after the series.
Yeah,
there's
the series,
one scene
movie.
Where the main character is tied around a bedroll and his boyfriend is about to start flogging him.
Oh, Gravitation.
I mean, it's a dream sequence,
yeah.
But
I wonder if
I always liked that. But yeah, it's basic description here is Suichi is determined to become a rock star, while Aroyuki is the most brutally honest critic. When their paths cross, the two find their future inexplicably entwined. The forces that bring them close together are like gravity, and there's nothing they can do to stop it.
Okay.
And this one is a yaoi title also.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, two main characters, definitely male.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there's a sequel series. Mm-hmm. The first volume is out. It's Gravitation EX.
Mm-hmm.
Second volume is supposed to be out in Japan, but
mm-hmm.
it hasn't hit the U.S. market yet.
Okay.
But I recommend that particular manga and, of course, the anime.
Okay.
I mean, the stories are rather different. They do diverge from each other, but I love both of them very, very much.
Now,
my friend got me to watch it by telling me it had Yowie in it, and then I just fell in love with the story from there.
There was one that I used to watch where there was a guy, it was on pay-per-view, and there was a guy who was like a detective who had a young boy who he had saved from something, or I don't remember, but he had kind of short purple hair. The boy had, I can't remember. Is that ringing a bell to you at all? Because I watched it and watched it and watched it and have had no luck trying to figure out what it is.
No, that one really doesn't.
Okay, damn it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I could name some other Yowie ones, like there's Fake, where you basically have two police officers, they're partners, in every sense of the word.
Okay.
Let's see. And there's several, there's just like Passion. And some of these are the ones that are like plastic wrapped in the store because you can't flip through them.
Okay, okay.
I own a few of those. You see, now that I'm talking, I'm starting to remember stuff. What was that other one I really wanted?
See, we're going to a place tomorrow where I may be able to buy some of these.
Yeah, probably.
The Promise Ring. There's another one.
Okay.
I mean, of course, this is all Yowie stuff.
That's the Jonas Brothers fic.
Ooh. Not even close. Not even close.
The Promise Ring.
Not that kind of Promise Ring.
Okay.
More like ours, sweetie. Kind of ring,
isn't it?
It's
fine.
It was on your table.
Oh, okay.
What you got on your toe?
Mr. Won't wear his ring.
I take it off at work. I got it irritates. I just haven't put it back on yet.
I'm joking.
Alright, onward your recommendation.
And the bickering.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to pull out Belsinghurst. It took me so long to find the info I wanted online that, damn it, I'm going to talk about this one.
Okay. Damn, Skippy.
Belsinghurst is actually, this completely diverges from the pervy. This one's a very, very supernatural one. And basically about a young girl who's tragically orphaned and ends up having to go live with her aunt in a small town called Belsinghurst.
Okay.
And she and her aunt are both pretty much convinced that she's mentally ill.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like a winner so far.
But it's really not determined if she's actually mentally insane. Or if she really can see the dead.
Okay.
And she ends up making friends with a kid in town named Vincent, and they discover this really old graveyard and a mausoleum, which they end up opening and releasing. Let's see, how's it say here? They found a sunken mausoleum where she reads the engraving, and the act binds her to a contract requiring her to release spirits stuck between an unhappy life and a peaceful afterlife. And basically the series goes through every night, they have to go back to the mausoleum and go into some piece of the spirit world to help some ghost basically find their way to the afterlife, thus cleansing them. And it's pretty dangerous sometimes. You know, she's struggling, and then, you know, goes over in the daytime how she's struggling with her home life, and she really thinks she's going more and more insane.
Okay.
And the artwork on it is just, I think it's some of the most beautiful artwork I've seen.
Okay.
It's very strange. I've had a few friends call it pretty fucked up, but...
Oh, I like Fucked Up. That's, yeah, good. That's good.
It's one of my favorite titles.
Okay.
I mean, there's only 7 volumes out at this point. But that'd be Belsinghurst by Mary Ann LeGros.
Cool.
And it's available through Tokyo Pop.
Now, do
as
you...
as is Gravitation.
Do you buy most of your stuff online, or do you... Is there a store locally?
Actually, I buy a lot of my stuff at bookstores.
Okay.
Like Barnes & Noble, Books A Million... I don't really actually order that much offline.
Okay. I wouldn't have thought for some reason that Books A Million...
I'm going to go to the library and read it to decide if I want to buy it or not.
Yeah.
And then there's the legally acquired stuff.
Right, right, right.
A lot of that's actually stuff that's not available in the U.S. market.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I know people that that translate it.
Right.
Because I can't read Japanese. As much as I try, I'm no good at it.
Mm-hmm.
I can pick up a few words. I've even got a couple of kanji, but it's just kind of beyond me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like this is a hobby for me. It's not something I'm going to spend a lot of time trying to learn, you know? It's a hobby. It's not a course of study.
Yeah, I tried to study for a while. I just could not get it.
Uh-huh.
I love studying languages, but I just can't seem to retain anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tried Kimmerick for all of, 2 weeks. And in that 2 weeks, I couldn't even wrap my brain around the pronunciation. I was like, okay, that was fun.
I took two and a half years of French.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, I did my time.
Well, it helps at work, but...
Yeah.
I got a few more titles, if anybody's interested.
Yeah, go for it.
Do it.
Well, going along the paranormal track, is another one from Tokyo Pop called Tarot Cafe.
Okay.
I believe this was completed at 7 volumes.
I think I've actually read one of those. It sounds familiar.
Okay. He said he thinks he's actually read one. It sounds familiar.
Yeah, Tarot Cafe. It tells the paranormal tale of Pamela, a tarot card reader who is fated to help supernatural beings living in the human world. Welcoming all who walk through her door, from a love-struck cat to a vampire spending eternal life running from his one true love, Pamela deals with problems of others until she is ultimately forced to face a deep, dark secret of her own.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've
really
read one of those.
Enjoyed that title.
Okay.
I just kind of stumbled across it at the library and fell in love.
Nice.
And, well, my last one here is... For those that kind of like the romance.
Okay.
And this has always been one of my favorite titles.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to get the first 2 volumes again because I lent them to somebody and never got them back.
Okay.
But it's a title called Mars.
Lars? L-A-R-S?
M-A-R-S.
Okay.
Mars.
Okay.
Like the planet.
Okay.
And it's 15 volumes.
Uh-huh.
And then a prequel book called Horse with No Name.
Okay.
And this one's basically the story of Ray and Kira, who are two very, very different people.
Uh-huh.
She's an art student. He's a motorcyclist who races cycles.
Mm-hmm.
Just and how they kind of find one another and the rocky road to their romance.
Okay. Their love.
It just seems like the world is trying to keep them apart, but they somehow end up together.
Cool.
And I've really, really always loved that one.
Mm-hmm. So these would be good for beginners, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Mars is definitely a good one for beginners because it's, I guess it's really a 13 and up one. Now that I think about it, some of the situations in some of the books can get kind of intense.
Okay.
But another one good for beginners is I would definitely recommend Cardcaptor Sakura.
Cardcaptor Sakura?
Cardcaptor Sakura.
Okay.
And there was actually an anime series that was that they had out in the U.S. many years ago on TV, but there's also the manga. And I prefer the manga.
Uh-huh.
Because it's dramatic,
uh-huh.
but it's rather lighthearted. And,
okay.
of course, if you can read between the lines, there is a yaoi relationship in it, but it's not, out there.
Okay.
You kind of have to read between the lines, so
okay.
a kid might not recognize it.
Okay, cool.
I definitely do.
Yeah, you're a dirty girl, and that's okay.
Well, when it's staring you in the face.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's Cardcaptor Sakura. Another one, if you like the magic, and also something a little more lighthearted, would be Magic Knight's Ray Earth,
mm-hmm.
which also has its own manga, which I've only seen a few episodes of,
okay.
but I have the entire manga series.
Oh, right on. Okay.
The anime looks pretty, but I really like the manga, especially for the artwork.
Okay.
Because these are both from the group Clamp.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of Clamp's work. And, oh, speaking of Clamp, another pervy one I could go into is Alice in Wonderland, their version.
Okay, that may be one that I saw.
Yeah, I've got the manga for that one. I also have the anime.
Okay.
There's a lot of girl-on-girl in that one.
Okay.
A lot of near nudity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just crazy and hilarious.
Yeah, I think that may be one that I saw here.
You might have. I mean, the anime is a little harder to get your hands on.
Uh-huh.
I just consider myself rather lucky to have found a DVD of it.
Okay.
But I think the manga's a little easier to get.
Okay.
And I like both, so... You start out with the White Rabbit being basically this really busty girl in a semi-playboy waitress outfit.
Okay.
Wearing headphones, a Walkman, and skateboarding.
Okay.
And that's where you start.
That does sound vaguely familiar.
It goes into its own little world.
Uh-huh.
So,
very cool.
That one's back on the pervy track.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got,
horror, I mean, you go into stuff, there's, you can find anything. I mean, mm-hmm. Horror-wise, there's Descendants of Darkness,
uh-huh.
or Yami no Matsuri.
Okay.
I believe is how it's pronounced in Japanese.
Uh-huh.
Which is, I forget the exact translation, but it's something like the Descendants of Darkness.
Okay.
That one's real dark. And and if you want to get into really messed up relationships,
uh-huh.
Angel Sanctuary.
Okay, yeah, that one sounds really familiar.
What?
That sounds really familiar.
Yeah, Angel Sanctuary, actually the main love couple in it are a brother and sister.
Ew, okay.
We got incest. Yeah.
We've got incest.
You wanted pervy.
Yeah.
There's your incest title.
Okay.
A lot of people kind of squick away from, but I actually used to be in a role play group and I played the sister.
Okay. Well,
so,
I actually, as far as like role play, like familial role play, I mean, I've got, you know, I've had my baby boy, I've had my baby girl, I've got my brother, you know. It's fun as far as just role play.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean,
yeah.
That's about what I had to cover here.
Uh huh. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing
that. Let her keep going. She'll take over the cast.
Yeah, because I could keep going.
Yeah. Excellent.
And we did have a couple. I threw out a Twitter, you know, ask us anything
mm-hmm.
thing. And, of course, the one person who always
Aston,
delivers.
We love you. You kick ass.
Yes. The first one, okay, the first question was, what did we think about teaching children sex ed?
Uh-huh.
I think he was...
From Hard Gay.
Yeah, from Hard Gay.
Yeah, and I had to... I couldn't find the tweet, so they had me actually look up Hard Gay on YouTube. So I recommend that everyone goes and looks up Hard Gay on YouTube.
Yes.
That was kind of glorious.
Say that again?
It was kind of... It was glorious. I do like Hard Gay.
Yes.
And
it
I think
hilarious.
that would be a great way. I like any guy who just thrusts... randomly.
It obviously is some form, I mean, I haven't gone and looked up the history of it, but it
uh-huh.
looks like it's part of some Japanese show.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically a recurring character on this TV show that they send him out to random things.
Yeah.
And then there's one where I started trying to watch while I was at work
uh-huh.
on the iPhone where they're celebrating Father's Day with Hard Gay.
Excellent.
And at one point, he turns to, I guess, the crowd that's watching him.
Uh-huh.
It seems to be all these, like, preteen and up girls.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as he turns to face them, they run. Almost
well,
at full speed, like, squealing the entire way.
Well, and that's what we saw, was him talking to some women in an office. And them just freaking the fuck out. And he's thrusting the entire time that he's talking, which is great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those hips never stop.
Yeah.
I saw this weird one where he was like on a playground trying to get kids to eat vegetables or something. It was really weird.
Thrusting.
Yeah, thrusting. Excellent. Of course.
Good job.
So, yeah. Thank you for broadening our horizons, Aston. Is using hard gay to teach sex ed to children is like using a thermal nuclear device to kill pests.
right.
It will probably work, but you won't like the aftermath.
I don't know. I think that he has a lot to say about modern sexuality. Why break him in easy? Why be gentle? You know?
They're children.
Get the thrusting Japanese guy after him.
The thrusting Japanese guy in leather.
Oh, no, he was in, he was like in PVC.
Oh, is that PVC? Yes. Okay. PVC. Yeah, it's PVC.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it said HG on the back, and he would just thrust at people while he was talking to them. I love that.
And we have seen someone cosplay hard gay at Dragon Con.
Oh, no, shit. That's glorious.
He was everywhere, and once again, those hips were not stopping.
Not yeah. He would thrust.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Especially when, if you showed any recognition of who he was, the hips would start thrusting.
He'd thrust at you?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he would get very excited.
Very cool.
And I think a couple of times I saw him, he was very excited.
Okay, right. You know, how could you keep thrusting like that and not be excited? You know what I mean? It seems like it would be.
I've never tried, so I can't tell you.
Yeah. I mean, just, you know, God, it would be really hard to not be all excited.
Okay, I don't have my Twitter up.
Yeah, he had two other questions. Do you have, where's my phone?
Because, I know the third one was something about how some women on the Magic the Gathering game...
Yeah, are gifted with the bazoombums.
...are bountifully busted, and is that fair? And it's fair to who? Is my thing. I mean, I'm not really sure where Busty would be unfair to.
Yeah.
Well, I played a lot of Magic, and I don't remember any of them having that. Maybe I need to go through my bounty of cards in there and see if I can find one, but I don't remember ever seeing that on a card. I mean, unless they're all the cracked ones.
Yeah.
Or unglued. Excuse me, that's the particular one that actually got outlawed in tournament play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I have several of the unglued cards. I was so upset when they banned it because I had to take them out of my tournament deck. Yeah, out of my tournament deck.
It seems totally fair to me. I don't see what the problem is.
If you got it, flaunt it.
Yeah. You know.
Okay, so we went and researched the second question.
Mm-hmm.
And it is spilling blood during intercourse inappropriate?
No.
My thing was, it depends on where you're spilling the blood. Yeah. I mean, if you happen to tear someone while pounding them, that...
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Which has happened.
A lot of times with anal, you can tear and get a little bit of blood happening.
Yeah, it's happening.
But, right, I mean, even still, I mean... You know, cutting is something that, you know, a lot of people find very erotic. It is certainly hardcore. You know, a lot of people won't go for it. But yeah, no, I mean, there are a lot of people who are really into cutting and blood play. And as part of intercourse, I don't see why not. As long as you're careful and not, like, you know, jabbing somebody as you're fucking them.
Right.
You know.
That's taking knife play to a whole new level.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I particularly... have been interested in trying blood play. It's not something I've gotten to do, but it's something I intend to do at some point. It's just another aspect of pain.
I'm out of this conversation.
Yeah, it's another, like, intense type of pain.
Right.
So, yeah. Sure.
Then why not? Yeah. If you're into it, be safe.
Yeah. Okay.
Make sure both parties are into it.
Yeah. It would kind of suck as in mid-thrust the girl pulls out a knife.
Right.
Wait, I didn't sign up for this.
Right.
Wasn't part of the contract.
Right.
That's extra.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm taking pictures as I'm talking.
Yes, because being distracted is so helpful for a podcast.
Right?
Good podcast.
Oh, this was a winner to start with. Come on, let's be honest. But yeah.
Yeah, we decided to start at 9, and now it's pulling into 11.
I know. Well, we've had, like, every bad thing happen that could happen.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So, well, we're at an hour. You want to go ahead and start closing
down? Yeah, let's go ahead and kick this puppy out the door.
Alrighty. Bad puppy.
Yeah. All right. That's what we can call this cat, this particular episode.
Yeah.
Bad puppy.
We have, like, what, 18 hours left to have as much sex as humanly possible, so. Until I go home. So,
yes,
yeah,
please.
Love you guys, mean it, bye.
Bye.
Okay, yeah, thanks to Phantom and Aruka for joining us.
Yes.
We appreciate
you. You're not coming back after this one.
Yeah, for joining us for this last final time.
You fucked us up.
All right.
It's them. They fucked us up.
I don't think
I'm kidding.
There wasn't much potential here to begin with the booze, you know.
No, it would have been great if it was recorded on time.
You think?
We had the little squee fangirl thingy to go in
the beginning. Yeah, the squee fangirl thing. Yeah, that may make it in as a loop.
Okay.
So, okay. Cool. We'll
put that in the beginning of the... before the music starts or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, okay. You know what? We need to figure out how to wrap it up, even though we have to record it in.
Yeah.
We need to find a new way to wrap this up. Those are rambling.
How about bye?
Bye.
Bye.
Get out.
Okay, guys, you can reach us at kinkyandthegeek.wordpress.com.
And at Twitter, kinkyandthegeek.
Also, MySpace under kinkyandthegeek.
We also have FetLife now, kinkyandthegeek.
And kinkyandthegeek@gmail.com.
You can reach us individually at mightybill.multiply.com. Also, mightybill on FetLife. MightyBill, one word, on Twitter. And my Gmail at mytbill.bill@gmail.com.
And you can find me at fleshvine.com. You can find me on FetLife under Fleshvine, Fleshvine on Twitter, and fleshvine@gmail.com.
You can also reach our wonderful web slave, follow her on Twitter, Aruka_UUL, at RIUKA_YUYWELL.
And also follow the fabulous Phantom V48, the editor for Chuck vs. Mel, and also my editing mentor. You guys be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.
Bye.